views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very cool, smart people along the way. And it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. Mark Kettenbach, who is also co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars. You can find that information at energeticupgrade.com. Talented energy mover and musician, Phil Free. My good friend, Mr. Leroy Maloof of Energetic Wellbeing Process. Karen Campbell-Benton from Intuitive Living. And geneticist turned epigeneticist, Sharan Sirdhar. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in. 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is the Mark Kettenbach, who is an amazing practitioner, energetic practitioner. He's a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's an NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and he is also co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. He is co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and is also the co-founder of Nice to Have. And I met Mark almost 5 years ago in Philadelphia, and we have been connecting ever since and, shifting energy together. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am.
Yay. It's so good
nice
to hear
from you.
Nice to
be back on your show.
It's awesome to have you back on the show. So what have you been up to? It's been a while since you've been on the show. It seems like it anyway.
Well, I am busy finishing my book, and I thought it's been done in like 3 weeks ago already, but then you have to go over it again and people read it over, and then there's different stuff that has to be done for different setting for the Kindle version versus the hard copy, and it goes on and on and on, but I am strong to having it out next week at the latest.
I understand that process.
Yeah, well, how is your book doing, talking about books?
I'm in the editing process myself right now, and it's really amazing. I have this wonderful person who was an English major and taught grade 9 and 10 English in high school for 20 years, and she's just adding so much to my book, and it's a process, and it'll be out when it's ready. Definitely will be out in time for our seminars in Vancouver in June.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. And
I'm looking forward for that. I'm also, I'm figuring out a way that we're going to have your book and hard copy in Germany as well, like in English for the first, like for the beginning, and then later on maybe have a translator or something like that. That would be nice.
That'd be very cool. And, like today we were going to talk about shifting energy and, what is it that you wanted to talk about today?
I think the theme is kind of like a little bit, I get I see this a lot in the community of, let's say, the energy working people or people who work with let's say mental technologies and all that. That there, I kind of like have this feeling that there's a lot of times a misunderstanding between why neutrality is so important, and that a lot of times gets mixed up with being indifferent, mm-hmm. indifferent to things. And yeah, I would like to talk about this today a little bit, because I really feel that a lot of people will benefit to that of that, because it changes their point of view. Because see, if there's some stuff in life, we all are kind of like, we cannot agree that it's okay, meaning it be war or child abuse or whatever you want to put on the list, where people go instantly like, oh my God, right? And this is all good. It is just neutral, meaning not that you think it is okay and you don't care. Neutral meaning, and that's the important part. Being neutral with stuff is like the foundation you need to have in order to live a life of your choice. What I mean by this is, I gotta be, if I'm neutral to a certain thing, that means it does not weaken me on an energetic level. That does not mean that I agree on what's going on, or that I support that, or that I don't care or something like that. It just means, neutrality means if I get confronted with it, that it doesn't weaken my system. And every person should be strong to everything they experience on that energetic level. And from there, they can choose to say, well, but child abuse to me is a no-go and I want to help people get rid of it and whatever. But it should not, seeing this whole topic on a newspaper or something should not weaken the person. That is what, to me, is neutrality, that you can face facts without jumping into that, you picking up weaknesses from that and getting certain problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this is so cool that you wanted to talk about this, because a lot of times people talk about compassion and, you know, they think, oh, well, if you're neutral, that means that you have no compassion. And sometimes, and actually not sometimes, often when people have compassion, they are actually lowering their vibration and kind of pulling themselves down and commiserating and energetically, combining with that energy. And that doesn't do anyone any good. When you get neutral to something, what happens is you're able to shift the energy and empower other people. So like, this is like a major thing that, you know, people, that's the difference. And, you know, we at our seminars, we teach about, you know, karma and about karmic spaces. And one of those karmic spaces is this being indifferent. Now, indifferent means that you don't care and that, that you kind of close your eyes to it and you don't take action to improve the situation. And so, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here right away. When we come back, we'll just talk a little bit more about this. And I just want people to know that if you would like to call in, Mark and I are here for you. If you have any issues, we would be happy to clear energy for you. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Feel free to call in. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kittenbach. And when we return, we'll share more ways to move some energy and make some shift happen.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Before we continue, Mark, can you just share your contact information with everyone so that they can reach you if they want?
Sure. I'd love to do that. It's www.markkettenbach.com, and you can click on the upper right, I believe, and it will change to English as well. It is under some sort of construction because we change everything. Right now you see a lot of Peru pictures because I organize a trip to Peru at the end of this year. We're gonna meet all up in Iquitos, which is in Peru, on the 28th of December. So if any listener wants to join in, let me know. Send me an email. I need a picture plus a little reason why you want to do this. Because I'm honest. I'm handpicking the people I take with me because I know how rough this can be. It is not a beauty trip, so to speak.
So how can they reach you, Mark?
Oh, it's just info at the same thing, markkettenbach.com via email.
Okay.
Probably the best thing. Or right. through Facebook, right? I got a Mark Kettenbach coaching website, or you find me as a person, Mark Kettenbach, can write there to me. I still handle this myself. So, I can answer on that one, too. That would be cool.
All right, cool. And, you know, before
or
that...
Or let people show up at our energetic upgrade seminars, right?
Yeah, and
which
this is
something...
Which will
be from the 12th to the 14th of June in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
And we have a get-to-know evening. I believe it's the 10th or something, right?
It's on the 10th, and people could call into the radio show or email me at info@thetruthisfunny and get free tickets to that event.
So
info@thetruthisfunny.com. And also we will be doing an event on June 6th at my kickboxing circuit.
Yes.
A 30-minute hit on June 6th in Kelowna.
The 30-minute hit, I like that.
Yeah. it's a lot of fun there. It's a real great group of women that go and work out there. It's 30 minutes of full out exercise. And so I've been really enjoying that and enjoying the people. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, the difference between indifference and neutrality. And, you know, what I wanted to add to like what you said about neutrality is that, you know, a lot of people, what happens is when they're just about to step into their greatness, that's when people get triggered. You know, like if people think about the absolute best thing that could happen to them, and I just want to point out to people that as I'm talking here, Mark and I are shifting some energy behind the words here for everybody listening in, that, you know, when you get close to your absolute best, what happens, people would think, oh, when you're getting close to your absolute best, that's when your energy would be the strongest. And when you get to your absolute worst, that's when, you know, you'd be at your weakest. But quite often it's exactly the opposite, because people have a tendency to operate at, a lower awareness. And so when you step into 100% absolute greatness, what happens is it triggers people. And if you can get neutral to both ends of that spectrum, to both extremes, then you can become neutral to anything that happens to you in between. And that neutrality allows you to take the emotion out of it and, get a very clear perspective on what's going on, and then get into a place where you can energetically shift whatever's going on. And so, you know, this is something that, you know, we've been... You know, the difference between indifference and neutrality is neutrality allows you to make positive change, whereas indifference just is kind of like, whatever, you know, leave it the same. So is there, you know, in your experience, like with working, like, because, I mean, you work with thousands of people from all around the world, you know, tell us about that, like, you know, this being able to shift energy in this way.
I would put it this way. If you have a person who goes into the grocery store and they stand in front of all the fruits they have, their apples and peas and cherries and whatsoever, and they can pick for what they want to use, and they're allergic to apples, they're allergic to oranges, they're allergic to lemons, so they mostly buy melons, then this is not neutral, you know? Then you're not neutral to all that, because if you pick an apple, you get whatever, you just get itching you and it bugs you and... So in a sense, it's about not getting indifference, numb yourself down and just being okay with just eating melons. It is more about getting yourself neutral to all the fruits, so you could eat all of them, or you can look at all of them, or you can taste all of them if you want to. But then still, you might want to say, but out of all this, I like the best of melons. That's why I buy them most of the time. That is way different. And this little analogy is to understand in life, you want to get neutral to stuff that happens so it doesn't weaken your system anymore. From that point on, you can choose what you like in your life, what you want to have and what you're not. I'm getting always that people kind of like they're very indoctrinated by some spiritual guru guy who tells them this is the way of the love and you have to be this way or that way, or pick any religion. They always put up how you have to be and what you have to like and dislike, and rarely people are neutral to all that. usually they have a problem. They have a problem being this or that way. Even take eating meat at all. If you don't want to kill animals, that's great. So you should be neutral to that. So you don't have to tell anybody at the table that they shouldn't enjoy their steak or something like that. So you're just neutral. It doesn't bug you. And you don't eat it. Okay. And then that's it. And that's the problem. A lot of people I get out of my coaching experience that they have... They get weakened and triggered on a certain level, and then they start picking up a philosophy that kind of bans the stuff they get triggered with, and then they call themselves, I don't know, enlightened or something like that, or on the right way, or then everybody argues about who is right. There is no right or wrong. There is just, you want to choose what's good for you in your life, and you can step up for that, which is good. But be, and that's very important, neutral to all the variations. And I can tell you, I gotta do this for myself. My neighbor is a guy who likes to torture animals. It is unbelievable. The guy has rabbits in such small cages that it brings me to tears to look at it. And every time I look outside there, and it's a nice neighborhood where I live, I gotta correct myself to be just okay. Because otherwise I would love to smack him, okay? Just not what I should do, right? But I'm getting neutral to that, and then I'm trying to choose not to do stuff like this, and if I have the chance, I'll tell them. Say, hey, if you consider yourself an animal-loving person, how come you treat them that way? And a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, you can tell. I mean, I have cats, right? And the first bunch of years when I was together with my ex-girlfriend, she wanted to have the cats and we couldn't let them out. And I told her, hey, why do you want to have a cat if you can't let it out? Well, this cat has been this and that. And then they have a gazillion stories why this cat is best off at our apartment. And it's not. And now they can go out and they're so much more happy than they ever been before. What I'm saying is a lot of people choose stuff in their lives to please themselves and do not think about that they're on the other hand, on the other side, there's a living creature who has their needs as well. And we're so easy in talking ourselves into how good we and how right it is, but that all is never neutral. If you're really neutral at stuff, you can look at it and say, okay, I have a cat. I don't let it out. That's not good. But at least I'm neutral with it, and I'm looking for a solution to do it any better. But I don't have to lie to myself and tell myself stories how that poor cat could get run over because if I let it out or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's about strengthening yourself to all of these things. And, you know, myself.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I always kind of like run into with almost 90% of all the clients, that they have this kind of thing going on. And it could be with money. It could be it doesn't matter. It is in all fields. It come boils down to at the end to the same thing. They have a weakness to something. They're not neutral. They come up with a story to cover it up, why it's good. And once you get neutral with it, you can choose what you want and do not have to tell your stories anymore, which the person after a while starts to believe. And then the situation gets worse, like you said. The more stuff it's wrong in your life, the worse it gets.
Absolutely. You know, we do have a caller, Joanna from Poland, on the line, but we do have to go for a quick break here again. So, Joanna, just hang in there. As soon as we get back on after this break, we will take your call. I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Do you have a dream project or goal that is unattainable because it costs too much? We're not talking about a loan. There's no catch. Have you heard of crowdfunding? You've probably seen the GoFundMe posts on Facebook, but this is different. If you have something great you're dreaming of doing, a project, a business, a fantastic home in Aruba, the power of the internet and TowerPowerFunding.com will help you make it happen. TowerPowerFunding.com supports locally owned independent radio stations just like this one. And now we want to help you with your goals by putting money in your pocket. TowerPowerFunding.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kittenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to say to people out there that I receive a lot of emails that people are too shy to call in because they're afraid that, you know, something like that they're, you know, going to exposing their weaknesses. And I just wanted to point out to everybody that when we say a weakness, we don't mean that you're a weak person. We mean that you just have an energetic weakness there, and once it's cleared, it allows you to step into your power. We've had Joanna from Poland patiently waiting on the line. Oh,
and if
yes.
Somebody wants privacy, they have to pay for a private session, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Joanna, are you there?
Hello, Colette.
You brave soul for calling
Hello.
In.
Yes,
yeah, for the private session.
Well, yeah, you actually, there's so many issues about it. I would, one thing to call in, I needed to be brave because I do need some help. And there's issues around it. I felt, you know, calling in, I feel the shifts that are happening, and this is so wonderful. And of course, I want more. But as you were speaking also, I want more, and I want energetic upgrade, and I want everything. And of course, you know, everything what you were talking about is this, you know, all those stories that we tell ourselves. And, you know, my story, I can't find my story behind the money, and there's not enough money coming in. And I cannot find this out. But recently, last few days, I was just thinking, I could feel it, like my victim mentality is coming out. And I was wondering if you could help me, maybe point
Absolutely.
Out something.
Number one, it's cool that you recognize it. How much is it bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10?
This is something new for me. It's mixed with relief and also, I don't know, maybe 5.
Okay.
I cannot dig out. What can I change?
You can't
about
really
it?
Get a firm number on it. That's okay. So halfway. Okay. So we just keep, you know, start from there. You know, Mark, what are you picking up here for her?
So just that I got it right. It's about her getting more money into her life.
Yeah, and the story she has about being a victim and not being able to.
Okay. I'm getting the first weakness is she needs to have something to blame other people for. That is karma of being right, that this karmic space of being right. And it weakens her even more not being right. So a lot of her dad coming in, proving the guy that he's not always right. And on a subconscious level, connecting with him, that if she's right too, if she can blame other people too, then she kind of like is more like her dad, like that her dad and her are getting more like having them more in common. So let's get rid of all that and release that karma, make her strong, and also like fill that spaces up with the vibration of being true to yourself and being authentic and being okay if that triggers other people.
Yeah, there
All
we
right.
go.
So how about now?
Yeah, well, it rings true. It's amazing.
There we go.
Well, I can't say now, but I don't feel... Yeah, I feel things shifting. Yeah, I need to be told, you know, those things.
So what number are you at right now?
Number 5. Where are you at now?
I would feel at 3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to go more for 2, but let's see.
Yeah, she's going down. Yeah, I'm just getting that what came up right away when Mark mentioned your father. You know, it's not just your father, it's your grandfather and your great grandfather. And it was going back like a good 13 generations. And a lot of it has to do with the energy behind. Are you living in Poland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just it's coming in also external forces from that country itself and like the history. It's coming up the history, but it's coming up his story. And so it's kind of like a lot of the energy is coming up like from you know this story that of Poland over the years. So we just want to strengthen your authentic triad, like your authentic self triad, so that your body, soul, and spirit have strong boundaries to other people's information from the collective coming in at you. That you know it's challenging. That there's a bad economy. That it's challenging to make money. That you know that you have to be in this place, and a lot of it is coming up war experiences. So I'm just clear some of that for you energetically. And you see, when we clear you, what we're doing is when you bring your father into the conversation and Mark was clearing that weakness, it's actually going all the way down the family line, and it's also shifting energy all the way you know, into your descendants. And so we just want to strengthen that. Mark, also, what else would...
Yeah, a big weakness Poland has is basically the same weakness Germany has. We get told we have a country, but we don't. And that's the problem. And they lie to people all day long. I don't want to go too much into that, but Germany is not an official country, so is Poland not. And we have just a right to economically kind of like... direct ourselves, and that's it. Otherwise, we are run by some other states. So I don't want to mention them. And this is a big weakness has come from there and sneak into people's lives because they're losing their identity, right? So
yeah,
So let's make them strong.
That identity thing coming in from that.
And from there, you get into this whole boundary thing, right? We kind of take the earth and we pull fences up and we say, well, this now is France and this is Canada and this is this and that. And here you can do this and here you can't do this. But who's there to tell you what you can do or not, as long as you do not harm anybody? So this whole thing is weakened people since day one. And that's coming up with her very strong. She's very her boundaries, her external boundaries are very weak to that. She picks that up and it weakens her system. So we'll want to make those external boundaries strong, the internal boundaries strong, the communication strong from out coming in, and filter it out and just make it like that it goes through her instead of sticking with her. I'm getting that usually in the cell membrane, that stuff gets stuck on her body and it gives her a vibration that kind of like pushes success or abundance away from her.
Awesome. So, Joanna, how are you feeling now?
I got dropped off the line, I feel much better. I just wanted to mention, because Mark said about Germany, and my mom's family is German, basically. measures.
My mom's family is German. Yeah. And Ukrainian, so
this whole thing around. Ukraine is. My best friend is Ukrainian. It does feel neutral. Yes, it does feel neutral. And also, I was thinking about this neutrality and indifference. Yes, and it does feel neutral. It's got a different feeling than being indifferent.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Thank you for calling in. It was really great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We have another caller, Raul from Seattle. Are you there, Raul?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, long time,
well, not
guys.
So much morning for Mark, but...
yeah, no.
what can
I'm
we do for
West
you,
Coast.
Raul?
Yeah, I've had digestion issues for a while, and I'm wondering if you can help me sort of release whatever sphere or energy that I have in my solar plexus. I don't seem to assimilate nutrients, and I eat great food, and I don't know where that energy is from or if I'm holding anything like that, so that's kind of like my base question.
Okay, awesome. Like we're going to be taking a break right away. I would like to get a baseline for this. On 0 to 10, it bothers you in 8? Okay, so when we come back on the break, Mark and we'll work on you and we'll see what we can shift here for you. We do need to take a quick break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I'm thrilled to connect with everyone. And I also want to let everyone know that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, will be available very soon. For information on that, it will be up on thetruthisfunny.com soon. And this book is a compilation of years of experience and insights I've gathered connecting with thousands of colleagues and students and, you know, all the radio participants and demos. And I just, you know, put a word of warning on this book that, you know, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. So we will be right back to make some more shift happen right after this.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the amazing Mark Kettenbach here from Germany with me today. And we also have Raul on the line. And Raul, we've been working on you throughout the break. Mark and I both were picking up a lot of the same energy. Mark, do you want to tell them about the minerals here?
Yeah, are you taking a role? Are you taking supplements and stuff like that?
Not really, just a couple of vitamins. I started taking zinc about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, I'm getting that a lot of supplements are blocking your system. You have also a lot of stagnation in your system, in your lymphatic system. Then your central nervous system and parts of the meninges go weak on certain food. Then you have a weakness to chewing up life, being chewed up by life, stuff like this. And Colette and I did correct a lot on that one. So you started with an 8. How about now if you think about the same problem?
Well, I felt a little bit of relief while I was on hold on break. So I'm thinking, 5.
Okay. And so what's coming up is this is on a psychological level, the thoughts about being able to digest life fully. And being digested, you have a lot of weaknesses to being digested. And it was coming up some parasitic energy. And, parasitic energy, if you have parasites inside of your body, if you tend to attract parasitic people. And so we want to just strengthen you to that clearing all of that energy, internal and external forces, so that you're strong to that, so that you start to attract you know, like a magnet, situations that are beneficial to you and people who are beneficial to you, so that you're in alignment with your energy in your goals in life. It's coming up. There are some physical elements to this, but it's mostly, you know, past life experiences. You know, Mark, is there any last words that you would like to tell Raul? Because we do have one more caller, and I'd like to be able to take her also before we are finished the show.
Well, you were going through, like, the cavities of his body, like being the stomach, the lungs, the mouth, and stuff like that. They were weak, and there were, like, also room for parasite energies and stuff like that. So let's get rid of this. And then that's about it, I would say.
All right. Where are you at there, Ralph?
I'm lower. You know, definitely three or two.
I feel like it's shifting down. So if you want to, excuse me, I started popping as soon as we started correcting this digestion of being digested. What I wanted to say to you is when you put something into your body, make sure you're strong energetically to it. Even if it's like the best food ever, if you're not energetically in alignment with eating that food, it's going to have an effect on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Mark, you might have to finish the radio show. Or correct me to quit coughing. All right. So thank you, Raul. We're just going to take this last caller because we're running out of time here. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, hey, Rashida from Massachusetts. Are you there?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
So how can we help you?
I was calling in actually for my son. I have a 9-year-old son who is having extremely difficulties ever since he started school with learning.
When he started school, Mark?
He started school at 5 years old. He's been having so many learning difficulties.
Learning difficulties, okay.
Meaning comprehending. I'm sorry?
Is he having a challenge making friends?
No, he's really good with making. He's a people person. He's always really good with making friends.
Okay. What I wanted to check in with you is on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this bothering you? 10 being it's the absolute worst.
Probably between about a 9 or a 10.
Okay, cool.
I worry about it so much.
So that we can see, you know, about shifting this. What's coming up is that his, it's kind of like a focus thing. I'm going to work on that. Mark, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How much is the whole thing your problem and how much is it his problem? Like, does he come home from school and he's all like depressed about it? Or are you more like worrying about him not like
I'm worrying about it. He has anxiety about getting the work done, not understanding it, not comprehending it. Like the light bulbs are not going. He almost has symptoms of dyslexia.
Okay, well, right away, I'm picking up here that it's his line of sight. And so we want to strengthen him to his line of sight. If you want to call it past lives, like we have past lives where maybe we were reading from the back of the book, from the bottom to the top, like in all different directions. So we want to strengthen him to, in this lifetime, reading across the page from the, you know, from the left to the right and down, up to down. And that's coming in as a weakness for him. So I'm just strengthening him to that, recognizing any past life. And, you know, dyslexia, a scrambling of the letters. I just wanted you to know that if the first letter and the last letter in a word are in the correct place, all the other letters in a word can be totally scrambled and people can read. And so all this concern about letters being out of order and you know, not being able to spell properly and all of that dyslexia information, let's just shift that for him, that it's not a serious thing, okay?
Thank you.
Nassim Haramein, who I studied with as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, one of the most brilliant men I've ever met, he was diagnosed dyslexic, so... Some of the most brilliant minds. Einstein was dyslexic, so let's just strengthen that.
Every human being has different learning strategies inside of them, and his learning strategy, the strategy how his brain copes with data, does not fit much the way they teach him at school, which is actually a good thing, because usually at school they teach like learning strategies that there are far beyond what you like want to use, or they're far beyond effective. So let's make him strong and install him a converter, so he gets the so to speak the stupid way inside of his head from the outside, and learns how to cope with it, and gets an efficient way of dealing with it for himself, and then converting it back out there, so he gives feedback in a way that the teacher catches up with what he's or how he's getting a point of view across. And taking away your worries about and your experiences in schools and tests and testings and testing situations and all that, being on the line basically is coming up. So he's carrying a lot of weaknesses you having, remembering school days. And
I
stuff
agree.
Like that.
Yeah, that. So we've pretty much run out of time here. I just wanted to check in with you right now. How are you feeling right now about your son?
I can feel like the pressure was kind of moving in my solar plexus area.
Awesome. I just want to strengthen you to this, like, that you let go of the worry, and we just energetically shift you to do this automatic. Every time that you see your son, that you're going to see him doing really well in school and enjoying himself, and you see him like that, and we're just going to delete that automatically. You're going to notice when you worry about him, and you're going to stop immediately and step into strengthening him. We do have to go. If you want to call in next radio show and let us know, we'd be happy.
Okay, sure. Well, thank you so much, guys.
All right. And Mark, I just want to say Thank you so much for being on the radio show.
Thank you so much, Colette, for having me. And you have a good time until we talk to each other soon.
Yeah, well, we'll be doing the Energetic Upgrade seminars in June. You can go to energeticupgrade.com. And also, I will be speaking at the Spring Festival of Awareness on April 24th to April 26th. So I'd love to see you there. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.